Good afternoon, CR Raiders.
Hey, what's going on, Jack? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's been happening in your neck of the woods?
Just got a little rain the last day or so and kind of cooled things off. And today is nice and pretty outside. The sun's gotten bright and it's warm and it's in the 70s.
Oh, gee, sounds perfect, huh?
Yeah, and then tomorrow it'll be in the lower 50s.
Oh.
It's sunny, though, so, get
yet. Yeah, I know. That's how people get sick, you know. It's crazy.
That's exactly right. You're right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's not bad here. I mean, it's in the 50s. But
no, I figured somewhere probably in the 40s.
56.
Yeah. So you're having a heat wave.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's, like, gray and gloomy, so, Yeah.
Well,
hey, 56 isn't bad. I'll take it, you know.
Sure, well, it was they're expecting a colder than usual winter, I've heard somebody say. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, you never know until it happens, right?
Until the groundhog squeaks, right?
Yeah. Whoever invented that, anyway? Who came up with that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. You know, when they got the one down here, they decided they were going to try to kill it. And that one time,
what?
You didn't hear about that? The mayor of the city, he was holding the groundhog and he dropped it.
Oh, shimmy Christmas! Was it okay? Oh, I bet animal rights people probably flipped.
Oh, they did. They flipped out on that one. They said he doesn't need to be the one holding it anymore. I think he got spooked by it or something, you know. Any rate, my dad had a pet groundhog one time.
You did?
He did once, years ago when he was a little boy up over in West Virginia, and people say you can't have a groundhog as a pet. You sure can, but they're ornery things. my dad all kinds of wildlife. He liked all kinds of animals. It's just the way he was.
Yeah.
And he would go out and hunt deer every year and fish like crazy.
Interesting. So you guys all decorated for the store and everything for the holidays, or are you holding off until after Thanksgiving?
Probably wait till after Thanksgiving. It won't be much. I'll put that away. We never do anything big, so.
No.
Do you know why?
That you say that again?
You know why we don't do it? Why we don't decorate big?
Why is that?
One time somebody decided to put glitter in the showcases.
Glitter?
Glitter. It was a mess, I said. I wasn't here, thank God. And then that started making everything become less and less and less. Every now and then we still find it. We still find it here.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have loved to have met the brainstorm child on that one. I mean, it's fine to put, you know, like garland and stuff like that, but glitter? Just sprinkle it into the cases, you know. And as much vacuuming as you do, you can't get it all out. You try, but you can't.
Yeah, I know, because you find it everywhere.
Like, yeah, it's like Easter grass, you know. You'll 100 years later, you'll still find it in your house.
That's true. Or remember the, what is that stuff called? The stringy stuff that you put on the trees,
the snow, the fake snow stuff.
Not that one.
Are you talking about the icicles?
The stringy, the garland that you put on your tree, like the sprinkly.
Oh, yeah, the ones that have, they're full of glitter and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and that stuff comes off, and every year it looks worse when you try to put it back on the tree, and it bunches up, and it looks terrible.
Oh, yeah, I know. How's your wife been doing? She feeling a lot better?
Yeah, she's doing pretty good. Just got two more treatments of radiation. Because they had to do the interior also. She didn't know about that until they did the last exterior one. She thought she was done. Then they surprised her and said, oh, now we have three more. What?
Yeah.
What three? And we got to go inside now. Inside. Yeah. Alrighty. But she did her first one, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago. Monday.
Monday she did? Okay.
Monday, yeah. So she had that done, and I said, how did it feel? She said, well, she said, it didn't burn me, she said. It didn't hurt. Most of the time it took getting them to prep me up for it. I said, what kind of prep are you talking about? Well, they had to do measurements and things like that, and then they did lab work, blood work on me. Then they did some kind of scan on me, and they wanted to see, you know, what everything looked like, and then checking everything out. And they're going to, for the last two treatments, this is how they base their amount of radiation and the treatments she gets. And that's how they work it. And,
so how do they do the internal, though? How do you treat, like, what is it, some kind of, that can't be good for your body.
She said it looks sort of like a probe type thing that goes up inside, and then apparently it shoots some sort of radiation out. In, but they, honestly, I don't know.
Oh my goodness, gosh.
It's very invasive, let's put it that way.
I was just going to say, it must be very invasive, gosh.
Yeah.
Does she go to these appointments by herself? I mean, she can drive and everything?
Oh yeah, these are okay. These aren't anything, any difficulty at all. These are okay.
Wow.
And the effects of this one, of these treatments, she didn't have any side effects from it whatsoever, which was good. The other ones, it kind of gets you a little nauseous. It causes some bladder issues. After you get done, you have to, within about the first hour, you have to find someplace real fast, you know.
Yeah.
Because you leak like crazy, she said. So,
gosh.
And that was the outside. Now, the inside, this time, she said, they didn't do that to me. But the outside was the one that bothered her. And they put little targets on it, like X marks the spot, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they draw on her, right?
Yeah, and they draw on you, exactly. They put a little tape across you and stuff. That was kind of wild.
Jeez, wow.
Like,
so you doing all right? Everything else is going okay? You guys been selling any big ticket items lately?
Not too big. We're working on something now, but we'll see how that works. Just see if we can get it done. And this Mrs. Raider sale, I don't know what exactly it's going to come down to. It's either a bracelet or a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and who knows, maybe if we're lucky, it'll be all three.
Yeah.
That would be something, yeah.
At least you're selling down on the, down on them.
Yeah, on the old stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll move that out, then maybe we can start moving some more stuff in, the good stuff. The new
right.
Stuff. Some of your diamonds and stuff.
Yeah, natural. A lot of people have been selling natural. It's been, converting to natural because, the lab prices keep dropping, so.
People are scared of that when it does that, so I don't blame them.
Yeah, I was just looking. So do you remember the lady who got the 4-carat total weight lab-grown studs?
Uh-huh, I remember that, right.
Back in 2022, right?
Right.
Okay, this is going to make you sick to your stomach because for the pair, you are at $9,600, right?
Right.
You can get 4-carat total weight now that are quality for less than $1,200.
Oh, wow. About 600 pieces, in other words.
Uh-huh.
Dang. That's bad.
Yes.
So if she comes in here and says, can you praise my jewelry? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I think we warned her about that so she'd know. So.
Right. If she were to ever want to trade them in, it's at current market value, lab for lab. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I would be sick to my stomach knowing that I just lost, like $4,000 basically.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
$4,000 per stone.
And I had somebody come in one day and ask me, said, I've been thinking about investing in lab grown diamonds. I said, how? What? Whoa. I said, investing, did you say? He said, yeah. I said, No. Walk away.
Yeah, that's not an investment, my friend. Oh jeez.
No, that's a disaster, bud. I said, I don't know where you get your information from, but he said, well, it's so cheap now, you know, and they're going to go up. I said, no, they've been coming down, man.
Yeah.
<They're>... Pretty soon they're going to be giving away with every ring you buy, you know.
Some stores do that, believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh, they do? Oh, wow. That's
scary. Yeah, they said, yeah, some stores, they actually promote that. They promote that they'll give away lab-grown as a travel jewelry as long as they purchase the mounting and it's over like $2,000 or something like that, or $5,000, something like that, but they'll give a lab grown.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Mhm. People have started that like a couple years ago.
I did not know that. No. That's interesting. Well, mercy.
Yeah.
Gosh, oh gosh. Well, maybe she'll come in and then she'll say, well, now that I've got those earrings, let's get a necklace. Do all that.
Well, lab necklaces. We have lab tennis necklaces. If, you know, she ever, you know, you guys ever reach back out to her. Does she, like, even come in ever?
It's been a while. Now she did buy you sold us one, didn't you? And we had to make it bigger or something, if I remember right.
That was natural, I thought.
Where
we had to get the adjustment, like the, yeah, we had to order the extra piece. Yeah,
that was
a
same cut.
Yeah, that was a natural. Wow.
Yeah, that was natural. Yeah, yeah. She's got money. There's no problem.
Yeah, that was that one was a 21 karat total weight graduated tennis necklace, and then we had the addition put on. The extension added another 121.
Yeah, yeah. So she's we haven't seen her come in since, but she'll probably be in again. Just so you know, she's in her, I think, early to mid 60s. So we figure she'll be in one more time maybe. Before she stops shopping with us. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Just never know, you know.
That's right. So anything else exciting? What do you guys have planned for Thanksgiving? Is everybody coming to your house?
No, I think what's going to happen, we're just going to have the kids over from Savannah.
Uh-huh. That's the one with the Great Dane, right? And the Forever student?
Right, uh-huh. The other student, the great horse. And, she'll be coming. And what they do is they come down because they go to see his parents. His parents live in Warner Robins, which is just, you know.
Not very far from you. It's like 45 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, about 45 minutes, exactly. So they'll go there and have supper, a little supper there, and then come and stay with us and have supper with us. And then they'll probably head on back. But have to see. But, yeah. That's about it. The other ones, I think she goes to her, the other one that stays close by, she goes to her mother-in-law's, and it's so huge. They have like 100 people come up there. It's just unbelievable.
What, 100 people?
Yeah, they're a big, huge family.
Jiminy Christmas.
So, it's unbelievable. Anyway, we invited her, but she says, well, you know, I'm going to be too pooped to come up. She says, I might come up on Saturday and spend a little time with y'all and then, you know, head back. And then down the same family that she goes to spend time with all those 100 people, they go out on Black Fridays and go crazy and nuts. Sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't.
Like, that's not even a big deal anymore, it seems like, because people, like, start Black Friday sales early.
Yeah. Well, heck, most people are doing Black Friday online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I know.
And it's kind of blown the idea.
Yeah, and don't they have, like, Cyber Monday or something like that?
Right, Cyber Monday, and then they have free shipping day or something, and, you know, all this kind of stuff that just, you know, kind of lures a lot of people in. And a lot of the older folks nowadays, what they do is they buy online. They don't go out to the stores because they can't stand in all those long lines anymore. They're, you know, you don't want to see a bunch of old people out there, you know, falling in lines.
not like 20, 30 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but 20, 30 years ago, you didn't have a choice. You didn't have online and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly my point.
You know. I remember those days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the long lines and people fighting over stuff. Nowadays, it's just too easy to get stuff, you know.
I remember they opened one store. My daughter wanted to go get a toy. They opened the store up, and then after about 100 people rushed through the door, somebody finally, one of the employees, was able to get out. We don't have the whatever the product was that everybody wanted. We only got six in, and they were gone about, 20 minutes ago. It's like, oh, man, you only got six in?
And people fighting over them, and,
I can imagine, yeah. If you want half of it, we've torn it in half. You want this half of that half.
Yeah, I wonder if people, look back at that and are like, geez, if I fought over this. What was that one thing? That Elmo doll, people went crazy, years and years ago.
Yeah, and then they had another one that was a little interactive doll, too, that people went crazy over. And that was the one that we went to try to get for my daughter. And we stood in line, and we got there like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And the line was already all the way past the parking lot. And I told her, I said, do you think you're going to get one? She said, I hope they have a lot of them. I said, I don't think so. I think she was like 9 years old at the time. And I said, now you see what Black Friday is. Is it worth it? She said, no, Dad, it's not.
Yeah.
But after Christmas, I think like in January or February, they were stocking them all over the shelves again, and you get them dirt cheap. There were people that had them on, this was really AOL online stuff.
Uh-huh.
There were people buying them, and they had them for they retailed for, I think, $29.95 or something, and they had them for like $200-$300. And they were selling them. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, you got to be really desperate or dumb.
I don't get people sometimes. It's all like a phase fad type thing.
Yeah. Remember the Beanie Babies?
Yes.
That was nuts. We had a lady that worked at our store. She would go down and she would buy every Beanie Baby that came into a toy store that we had. She'd go down and she'd buy them. All right. And then she would put them out on some sort of, I think eBay when it first came out, when it first started.
She'd oh, really?
And she'd make about 3 times or 4 times what they cost. And she had a little sideline going on. She was making money big time.
It's funny because we talk about that every now and then, I wish I wouldn't have gotten rid of my, VCR or something like that, because you know it's going to be worth money in a couple of years.
Yeah, they are. There's some stuff out there that's just breaking big money.
I know. There's certain Disney movies on VHS that are worth, quite a bit of money if you have, original stuff with them.
Yeah, I've got every one of them, believe it or not, at home.
You really?
Yeah, and my daughter, she said, that's mine. She's already put her name on it. I said, what do you want with those old things? They're probably not even going to play by the time you get them. I said, he's been sitting there. She said, no, just the fact that I have them. She said, somebody will want them. That'd be a collector's item. I said, whatever.
I got rid of all of the ones, because I had a lot of those Disney ones. I'm sure, at my stepdad's house, I'm sure there's some there.
Yeah.
But
and my daughter came and she got the first Atari games they ever made.
Oh, geez, really? Those are worth something.
Yep, she's got a whole bunch of the cartridges and the game console and everything. And she's even got, and I've got the TV she needs to play it on, still at home.
Really?
Ray tube, yeah, TV. And I said, I've got the TV, you can't do anything without it. She said, Dad, I'll figure out a way to make it play on a flat screen. I said, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. The cables won't connect correct. It had a funky thing that you had to plug into. You can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Funny.
And then
funny.
She got. She also took my first. I also had a. Do you remember the Pong, the game Pong?
Oh yeah. Back in the day. Mhm.
Yep. I also had one of those, and she took it. I mean, she took everything I had. She took my first Nintendo that I bought for them years ago. Yeah. She's got the first Nintendo, the second Super Nintendo. She got that one. She's just scoffed up on everything we had for them when they were little, as they were growing up. She claimed them all. She said, I'm the one who played them the most. They're mine.
They're worth money, so there you go.
She's not doing the best in life, so I figure she'll have a nest egg maybe somewhere down the road.
Yeah, that's true. So
she's doing okay. She's not gonna become super wealthy or anything like that. Not that I want them to.
Yeah. Which one is there? Is that the one out in
Washington
or?
State? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's marrying into some money, so she doesn't matter. Whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, she did get married. She is. She's
from the family. She didn't get married? How come you guys didn't go out to the wedding?
I didn't know about it.
she eloped.
So, you know, basically. They just got tired of waiting, so they went ahead and did it.
Sometimes it's almost better. I mean, technically you're married when you get your marriage license, aren't you?
Right, exactly. She said if we ever come up there, she said, we'll do a church wedding. I said, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of a little after the fact.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling you, so. Yeah. All right. Well, if, you know, whatever you need, we lowered prices on, like, natural jewelry and as far as the natural tennis bracelets and necklaces. So the owner sent out an email that we lowered prices on that. So hopefully someone comes in looking for another Riviera tennis necklace or a tennis bracelet. And then we also have like the lab jewelry as well, and that seems to be selling like very good. So.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
I appreciate that
so much.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great day, and if there's anything further you need, just let me know, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.